All right, so now we got everyone training on this A&E ghost chord soloing thing. And you can tell that there's going to be plenty of value to be extracted by continuing with it. But then there's so many different layers you could do after this. And we're going to experiment with some of them. One of them could be that you and I actually play ghost chord notes with them. Like, we'll actually play an A and an E chord. We could play, like, actually, let's not play the 7, just the A triad and the E7 arpeggio would be like. You, it could be fun for them. And then another layer is have one of them lead, so they have to do it without any accompaniment. Like, this isn't really ghost chord soloing we're doing right now, because there's accompaniment.
Yeah.
But we're getting them towards that point. If we just asked them to do it right in the beginning of the lesson, that might have been a tall order.
Yeah. That would have warmed up a little easier.
Because if we just sit here and let Band in a Box play, they'll get value out of it, but some of their attention is going to start to wander. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So you have to keep mixing it up and keep it fun. And I think that would be two ideas. Another idea is to let them play scale tones as well. Because that's kind of a pain to only play 1, 3, and 5 and make it sound melodic.
Yeah.
So, and then there's your ending, so you just hit, you got to restart. Just hit restart. So you could let them do the scale as well. So now you got you can still access all 7 notes, but you should be able to know where the chord tone is.
Yeah.
And so where if one of them can lead and everyone else can follow and they know where the chords switch, then that person did their job. That's a whole nother level. And then a whole nother level after this is a different key.
Okay.
And or it could be a minor chord, like we talked about. You have to gauge. I always overplan. So you can see I'm like overeager with ideas right now. But
yeah.
But like at least some of those we should do.
Okay.
And so you just keep an eye on the time. Like, what does it say?
3:52.
Yeah, so you're already 22 minutes into the class, which is almost half.
Yeah.
So let's start mixing it up a little. Like, if you don't mind, let's ask everyone how it went, any questions or concerns, and then we'll move on to, we're going to lead it, and then we're going to ask one of you guys to lead it. No chord, no accompaniment, just us playing, chord tones only.
Okay.
And you can stop screen sharing.
Yeah.